Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 59 of our podcast, and we're going to discuss every episode of The Bachelor that has aired through, I guess it's June 24th, or June 25th. So we'll be catching up where we've left off this past season. My name is Matt. I'm here with my co-host, my wife, Nicole.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going, Nicole? How are you feeling?
Good, good. We just want to extend a huge thank you to everybody who's written us and called in and with condolences about, you know, the death in our family. And
It's been amazing. Like, literally every, like, couple hours almost, I'm saying,
I know.
Nicole, there's another message.
I know.
So we really appreciate all the condolences and warm thoughts and prayers that you guys have sent our way. As well as, it just makes us feel good that you miss us so much.
I know. Who knew?
I know, right?
And we want to apologize for not coming back sooner. And we just wanted to let you guys know that after we had the death of Matt's grandmother, you know, which was a huge deal and a big to-do in the family, and needed to get over that. And then we had a friend that...
Friends,
going through a really, really rough time, and so
we really need to be there for them. We had to take a lot of nights during the week to step in and help them out in many, many various ways. It just made things really super crazy, and a lot of it happened on the nights where we would normally record the Bachelorette or the Bachelor podcast, and when we'd even watch the show. So it just took up so much time.
And we felt like we didn't have time to do the podcast, and we were catching up on episodes, and so...
Yeah. We want to do the podcast when it's fun for us to do.
Right.
And you don't want us to sound extra crabby while we're doing the podcast, and we didn't think we could do it justice by, with the time that we had, so...
Right.
So that being said, that kind of brings us up to speed, I guess, where we are now, so... we just finished watching the episode from this past Monday.
Yes.
Just a few seconds ago.
So it aired on Monday, June 25th.
That's right. That's right. So we've had quite a road this season so far.
We have.
What do you think about just overall, your overall feelings on the season?
I really, really like this season. I thought I would hate it. So much so that listeners out there, my co-host and husband told me, you have to stop saying how little you are looking forward to this episode, because people aren't going to want to watch it and then listen to our podcast, so you better shut up.
I did tell you that, because every episode, I'm like, so, Emily, you're like, whatever, I don't care. Like, no one's going to want to listen to the podcast if you keep saying that.
So,
don't be Debbie Downer.
So, exactly. So I really, really enjoyed it, and I really like Emily as the Bachelorette.
We all thought, and some coworkers and I were talking about this, we all thought that she was sort of like a, kind of a, not a wet blanket, but, and not a Debbie Downer, but just kind of like blah, like
right.
No personality, like obviously she's pretty, but like what else is there to her? But she has really proven herself this season, that she is a smart, funny,
yeah,
and really grounded person. And I'll tell you what, she's got some guts.
She is kicking guys off left and right. She's like, see ya, Doug. See ya, Trevor. See ya. I mean, all these guys. She's in the middle of the date saying, you know what? It's not working. It's not working. So, I'm really enjoying it. And I think that, if I can brag a little bit.
Sure.
I said from the get-go, and
that she should have a chance, and
no,
you've
no,
always
no.
said that she should come back
no.
and find, no?
That,
it was the opposite.
And Matt, you're my, you can vouch for this, but I have said the top three were going to be Ari, Sean, and Jeff. And right now we're in the top four, and it's Ari, Sean, Jeff, and Chris. So, I mean, she's. I think Ari, Sean, and Jeff are really great, three great guys.
So let's break these guys down a little bit here. So we've got Ari. So he was the race car driver. Mm-hmm. We all were kind of rolling our eyes and we're like, oh, another race car driver. Now, this really hasn't come up as much as we thought maybe it would have. He doesn't really talk about racing, and
no.
And it wasn't really that much of an issue.
But she said a while back that he reminded her of her ex, Ricky's father. So, you know, that could be... I think he's top dog. I think she's picking him, and it's done.
So you think that it's a lock for...
Yep, Ari, done.
Ari. Now, what about the whole producer romance thing? That just came up in the episode that we watched.
Yeah, done. She's done. She thinks it was no big deal. She understands why he didn't say anything, and that's that.
How do you feel about it? What do you think? Do you think that it was a big deal? Because I think that if I were in a similar situation, you and I were talking about this while we were watching the episode.
Right.
If she's like, oh, I love
Cassie.
I love Cassie. She's great. If I were him...
Cassie's the producer.
Right. And if I were him, I'd say, oh, FYI, at least say, like, I knew her and, yeah, you know, we dated for, like, 5 seconds.
Right.
Like, why didn't he do that? What do you think his motivation was?
I don't know. I think he should have. But in his defense, I mean, if it was such a brief relationship and if it was so long ago and it wasn't anything serious... I can kind of understand why he's maybe thought, oh, I'm not going to bring up that because who knows, she might think, what, you dated a producer? Forget you. And then it got, you know, so far into it and now he's one of the top dogs that now he almost feels like, well, I can't bring it up now because I should have brought it up before every time
right.
she mentioned her. So,
right.
But in Emily's defense, I can understand why she's upset. She was upset that he didn't bring it up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think in her defense, obviously, she's had major trust issues with, especially with the guy...
Ryan.
Ryan. But I was also going to say the guy that said that Ricky was baggage. Kaylin.
Right.
She had these guys, you know, saying stuff behind her back and not being completely honest about how they felt about the whole situation. So she's already dealing with some trust issues. And I can understand why she was so upset about it. But I think you're right. I think she's put it behind her. I think she's going to move on. And I don't know if she's going to pick him in the end.
Ari?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Done.
Now,
sealed.
So since you don't seem prepared to do one, I'm going to say this is my uh-oh moment. When Ari dropped the L-bomb on Emily...
That's a
big uh-oh moment.
Listen, we only have room for one uh-oh moment here, okay?
Well, when I gave you the high sign, I'm like, Nicole, you should think of one. You shrugged your shoulders like no one cares. People tune into this
show.
No,
I have an uh-oh moment. I have
you
an
do?
Uh-oh moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, all right. We'll have to see who that is. But, but no, really, I think it was a big deal. We're talking top four, top five guys... And he drops the L-bomb. Usually that doesn't come until top two.
But you could see it. You could see it that he does. It's not. I don't think it's that big of a shock.
Well, stop arguing with me here because I'm trying to back you up here. Your theory that he's going to be the last one. Because she looked at him like he was made of pure gold.
I know.
When he said that.
I know.
And she said, that makes me very happy.
Yep.
And I think that it's almost a lock for him.
I agree.
Because of that.
I agree. I love Sean, though. Next Bachelor.
Sean,
you're it. You get my vote.
He's a good guy.
He's so sweet. He's so cute. He's just so... He seems like a really, really good guy. And this is my theory. I think that Emily wishes that Ari looked like Sean. And then I think if Ari looked like Sean, I think she would right now send all the guys home. Done. I really do.
Now, do you think that she likes blondes normally?
No, I think she likes dark-haired guys, but I don't think Ari's that cute. So, I think that's the one thing that's a little, like, I think she wishes he was better looking.
And you think that Sean is the epitome of what she wants in a guy
physically? If he had dark hair, but yeah. But I think Sean's really cute. I think, you know.
Yeah.
But, I have an uh-oh moment.
Oh, well, okay.
My uh-oh moment is when Emily is walking Doug out, and they're in the rain under the umbrella, and she's telling him, basically, she's starting to say, see you later, you're going home, and he leans in for a kiss. Oh, I actually sat there and closed my eyes because I was so embarrassed for him. Oh, and thinking about it right now, I cringe. I feel so... I mean, I never liked him. I thought he was annoying from the get-go. But I felt so bad for him, thinking, no. And the kiss was so awkward. And
she said, thanks for
thanks.
That.
And then he even said, oh, I wish I didn't kiss you. And I'm just like...
Oh, that was pretty bad.
Now,
Anything else about Sean, though? I mean, he's a nice guy.
Sean, you mean Doug?
No, we were talking about Sean before.
Yeah,
but
done with Sean. He's
well, I just have one more thing to say about Mr. Sean. He's, I don't really see much of a sense of humor with him. He laughs, and he seems like he's jovial, but like, I don't know if I've ever heard him make a joke or anything. But.
I know. That's why I think he's either number three or number two. I think Jeff makes her laugh, especially with his little puppets and, you know.
Right.
I think he's really funny and he makes her laugh, except he probably made her laugh not trying to be funny when he wore those ridiculous shorts with those knee socks. That was so ridiculous. That makes me like not like him. I want to like him,
He's like skateboarder guy. He's got like the floppy hair.
I know, but why are you wearing shorts with knee socks if you're a skateboarder guy?
He's trying to be like alternative.
I know. That's the point. He's trying. Don't just be normal. Just wear a normal pair of pants like every other man in this world. Well, in our country. Just wear pants. You got a rose ceremony. Come on.
He's trying to stand out.
Whatever. Chris is crazy. And I don't know why she likes him.
She hasn't seen that side of him, though. He's held that behind the closed doors. She doesn't know that he's kind of goofy and a little unhinged about this whole rejection thing.
I guess.
Now, why hasn't she given him a one-on-one in such a long time? And she wants to keep him around despite all that. What's the deal?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I think she knew she was going to keep him. So she was just like, all right, I'll bring him on the group date, you know, and I want to get to know Jeff more. I think she thought Chris was a shoo-in until he went absolutely crazy. But I'm excited for these hometown dates. I think they're going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm really impressed with her, you know, with Emily, the fact that she just kicks these guys off left and right and doesn't want to keep them to lead them on, and that shows me, you know, she has a really good character that way. She doesn't want to lead anybody on. And I'm so glad annoying weird beard Ryan is gone.
Weird beard. You just come up with that now?
Yeah.
I like that weird beard.
He's so annoying. And I can't wait for him to be on after the final rose and people boo. I'm so excited for that.
I feel like he's almost too dumb to boo. Like, I feel like he's going to be like, wait, what? He's not going to learn his lesson at all, ever.
Well, that's why people need to boo.
But it's still not going to make a difference for him in the slightest.
It will make a difference because they'll show clips of him being a jerk. So, it will.
I think
he was a bigger jerk than Kaylin.
I agree, he definitely was. I loved it when he was being grilled by Emily's friends.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, well, you know, my wife will be exercising and she'll keep her figure, you know? I don't want her to get fat. That was awesome.
But I'm like, why would she keep him around? After that one comment, I'd say, see you later. See ya. Seriously. That was the one thing where her judgment was a little off with him. Took her a while to get it. You know what I mean?
So, one thing about this season that we both have really liked a lot, earlier on, they had a lot of, like, real-life dates.
Love that they were in her hometown, going to her house, making cookies, going to the soccer game, meeting her friends right off the bat. They didn't have to wait till the second-to-last rose ceremony to meet her family or whatever.
The friends were asking, like, tough questions. It was, like, as if they were actually really dating each other in real life.
Yeah, I really like that. And to be honest, I wish that the whole season was in her hometown. It felt so much more normal and realistic, and like a relationship from the show could actually last because they're having normal dates that are in her hometown. And it kind of bothered me when they went off now to these other beautiful places around the world because I feel like now it's more fantasy again.
They should save those exotic dates for, like, the top three. Like, or top four, we'll say.
I agree. Stay in her hometown until top four.
Right. Right. Yeah. I agree.
Well, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Bachelorette podcast. And again, we appreciate your thanks and your condolences.
Yes.
And your patience with us. It's just when people are going through tough times and they're very close to you, you got to be there for them.
Yeah, you have to kind of drop everything. And, you know, obviously you know us. You know, we like to be funny and we like to goof around on the show and be a little sarcastic. But, you know, we try to be, you know, have good hearts for people. And this is definitely one of those times where we had to put our family and friends first for a little while. So, not that you guys aren't our friends. Don't take that the wrong way. But you can write us at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. We want to definitely hear what you've been thinking about this whole season.
We
people have sent us a lot of nice thoughts, but we need to know what you guys have been thinking about the show. So write us at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to facebook.com/thebachelorpodcast. Right there, you can like us on Facebook. You can become a fan of us on there. Join the discussion under each post for each episode. People are always chiming in with their thoughts. It's a great way to connect with us and with the other listeners. That's a good time on there. You can follow us on Twitter, username Bachelor Podcast. You can send us a voicemail at 631-223-8435. That is 631-223-8435. That will go right to our voicemail line, and you can leave us a message on there. We want to hear from you guys, too. So, wow. So I guess we'll be back, right, for the rest of the season?
We will be back. We will be back for the rest of the season.
We'll finish it out.
We missed you guys.
We have. I've had to drag Nicole into the studio to do it. But and she's the star of the show. That's the funny.
Yeah,
you don't come here to listen to me.
Yeah, right.
You want to hear Nicole. But
yeah, right.
Well, anyways, have a good night. We'll talk to you guys later. Adios.